4VWA, KB2HXS. 4VWA, KB2HXS. KB2HXS, clear.
Doing this morning in Gerald TR.
Oh, hey, Tom. I got a QSY to another channel real quick, but I'm doing okay. Just heading down, going to look at the system.
Well, you go right ahead. I understand. You have a good day. KB2HXS in Gerald TR, 73.
All right, Tom. Have a great day. KB2HXS, QSY.
2T.
Good morning, Rusty. We're just doing a dry run down to a doctor's office. Let me turn this radio down in the background. Ronnie's got an appointment tomorrow, and we never been there before, so we're going to make a dry run and maybe stop at someplace else. How are your day?
Oh, pretty good. I was supposed to have an echo lab scheduled for this morning, and then they called me up. Their equipment broke. So that took care of that right fast, and which means that, now they'll call me back and reschedule it for some time in the future, you know.
What you getting echoed?
It's part of my annual. They do one on me every year, and so, you know, I go with it, and just insurance covers it. So, you know, they've already approved it for this year, and I'll just get it done. So, you know, you do what you got to do, as they say.
Preventing maintenance, and I go along with that. That's kind of what this is. Bernice had a coughing spell that kind of scared me a few weeks ago, and then she had those dry heaves, so I want to get the gastroenterologist to talk to her. Maybe something wrong there in his esophagus or something, or may just be GERD or something, you know, from reflux. At any rate, I don't like to take chances. I believe in preventative maintenance.
Yep, my doctor does things for me for every year. I mean, on a regular basis, I get the echo lab. I get, you know, I go in a couple times a year. He has me do a six-month thing. So, you know, I get a regular checkup on everything. So my doctor keeps a good close eye on everything for me. So I like that.
Mine's retiring, and I don't know if I'm going to like this one that's replacing him. And ironically, the one that I really loved was down at the VA, and she was really good. And she's retiring, and so they got another doctor coming in over here at that Mountain View place, but I don't know. He's 62. I kind of like to have a younger doctor. They're kind of on top of things, shall we say. But experience counts for a lot. So I get those tests every year. My heart doctor sends me for the echo. And then the last time I went, I had nuclear. And they did that. And all kinds of fun things, but I don't mind. I've had a lot worse tests than an echo.
Yeah, well, where I go, my doctor's office is set up so they can do everything right there inside. I don't, very rarely do I have to go somewhere else for something special. I mean, it's usually I get everything I need done right there into one spot, so it works out, you know, and that works out for me, so. And so I go right in there and get everything done and then go about my way.
Well, I assume that's Spartanburg. I'm in Prisma Health, and I've heard good things about Spartanburg, but it'd be a lot more inconvenient for me than just going down here to Greer, to the Memorial Hospital. And they do a really, really good echocardiogram, so no problem with that. Well, I had a lot of fun last night on HF. I tried out that 160 vertical on 30 meters, and it seemed to be the one that was hearing the best. You're going to hear the GPS in the background. I'm not turning right. But I talked to a guy in Poland on on it last night on 30 meters, and 30 meters was pretty active last night. And, oh, gosh, I don't know. I talked to the Balearic Islands and Mallorca, which I've talked to many times, and several other ones over in there that were pretty contacts. But 40 meters on CW has just been dead lately. I don't understand that. Let's send your OTR.
I worked Monaco the other night on 20 meters the other night. In fact, pretty late in the evening for me. But I worked them on 40 meters the other night about almost 8 o'clock our time. So about 2 o'clock in the morning at their time. So anyway. But I did a couple of things, and, you know, just trying to get things done. And like I say, I go to my doctor, and my doctor's office has a lot of this stuff in their office. I don't have to, you know, I get x-rays done. I get the echo lab work done. I get a lot of things done. Of course, they called me this morning. I had all this stuff scheduled. I had originally scheduled for 1:45 this afternoon, which was fine. Then they called me yesterday and said, oh, by the way, we've got an appointment cancellation at 11:45. Would you like to come in? I said, sure, might as well come before lunch, get it out of the way. And then I got a call this morning, and their equipment broke down, so now they're going to have to reschedule.
Part of the hospital, or is that just right there in his offices?
It's right there in their offices. They've got a fairly big practice over here. There's six doctors in it. They've got six doctors. They've got three or four seats. They got a bunch of nurses that are able to write prescriptions and things like that, and all that. They've got a whole crew. They've got a big crew over here. There's about, in this office, there's probably 50 or 60 people that work out of this office. And they have hours Monday through Friday until 2 o'clock on Saturday. So you can pretty well get in to see the doctor just about any time.
Yeah, most of the doctors don't even work on Friday anymore.
Well, they take occasional Friday off, you know, leave on Friday afternoon, and they'll work beyond 3 o'clock on some of them. But now my doctor, I have a new doctor for mine because the one I've had, he and his family have decided they're moving back out to Arizona, I think it is, where his family is from. So he's moving back out there. Doesn't even have him a position out there yet, but with his credentials and everything else, I don't think he'll have a problem going to it. And he's in his, you know, early 40s. Robert's a good guy and all, so I'm breaking in. Since I've been going to this doctor's place for the last 6-7 years now, this is my third doctor in that time. So the first one, I saw him 1 month, and he retired the next. The next one I saw until just last month, and then the end of June, he moved on. So got a new doctor.
Well, that can be good or bad. You never know. Bernice got a new doctor, a lady, and she seemed to be right on top of things. She's a D.O. But at any rate, did you work Monaco on CW or sideband?
I worked them on sideband. I couldn't find them that same night. I found them one place on CW, but I couldn't get into them because they were pretty well. I couldn't figure out his split, and his split was weird that night. But he was snowed under with European stations, so I didn't try but once or twice. But he was working Europe, so after 20 minutes of hearing him do nothing but work Europe, I decided to move on to something else.
Yeah, they'll come back with EU, and that's all they're going to work, or NA for North America. But I worked them on 20 and 30, but I've never seen 140. That's, I'll have to look for that. Did we go down last night? Yeah, we did, because I worked quite a few. I worked about 8 or 10 there last night. The night before, we didn't go down to the basement. But Bernice was watching the Rockford Files, and I was running CW. Oh, man. Talk about funny. this guy over in Louisiana was calling CQ, and he was doing it about, I don't know, 20 words a minute or so, and it's, and you won't believe this, but it's hard to slow down when you're used to going a little faster than that, and that's not a bad speed at all, I'm not saying that. But at the last, I was stumbling a little bit, and I told him, I said, it's hard for me to slow down. He said, oh, that's no problem. I've been a ham since I was 12 years old, and boom, 30 words a minute. And he had my head spinning, and so I come back at 28. But the W5SZ or something like that, boy, he was a good CW operator, Rusty. But I slowed down to try to be polite, and then I read his bio back there, and oh my, he was a retired engineer, and all he does is ham radio now, he said.
Well, that's good. That's good. And like I said, I worked him on 20 meters, and it was that late at night, and I only called him three times, and he picked me up on the third call, so... You know, I thought that was pretty darn good, particularly since he was working a, you know, working a bunch of people, and for me to get in on three calls, that seemed that made me happy, and I put it in the log, and so you know, one of these days it'll get confirmed, and I'll be glad to have it, you know.
Yeah, that's really good, because the CW was difficult. It really was tough getting in on him the first time I worked him. I seen he was on 17. I don't think I've worked him there, but I didn't go down last night. But I was happy to see that vertical working as it did. A lot of the stations, I switch over to that, and it's not made really in that region. It's made for 160, but it'll tune there very good up to that, and I think it'll go up to 20. But I haven't, I don't think I've tried it on that. But it's nice to have that option. I got three of them up there now, and the Carolina Wyndham, the big one, and it was better than that last night on 30. And then the Superloop, it's always the standby, but they do good. Well, Rusty, we're getting down here. Where I gotta pay attention, I guess. And I better let you go. Good talking to you this morning, and we'll catch you a little while later. W2T and 0TR Century, Rusty.
All right, you and Bernice have a good day, and when it starts getting hot, stay cool. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
8 degrees Fahrenheit, mobile right now. That's 0TR.